Let's face it, life isn't easy. If you're stuck in a bad relationship, betrayed or afraid of tomorrow, financially insecure, or desperate for a breakthrough, you've come to the right place. Dr. Carmen Hara is a renowned psychologist, intuitive, relationship expert, and best-selling author, and she's here to give you the miracle guidance you need. Her new call-in show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, offers profound wisdom, practical advice, daily exercises, and empowering predictions, all for you. Dr. Hara's show aims to eliminate everyday problems, big and small, with topics like healing your relationships, reclaiming your power, achieving better health, dealing with loss, and so much more. Regain the joy, stability, and fulfillment you deserve to feel. Tune in to Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life with host Dr. Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and find the answers you've been looking for.
Good evening, everybody. I was just concerned that I'm going to be in a competition with a debate tonight. Because that's what they said on television, that the debate is going to start at 7 p.m. Eastern. And I said, oh my God, I said, the president should listen to my show. Because my show is all about breaking patterns of thinking, patterns of behavior, and how long it takes, and how can you do that. And I thought that the president can benefit from something like that. And anybody can benefit. And I will explain you the science behind this, because it's so fascinating. If you want to really change your life, you know, you actually have to change those habits. You know, because if you pay attention to the way you function, you know, you think the same way, you act the same way, you operate the same way, the same old, same old, same old. Because, and the science behind this is that actually the brain creates neurons to support your behavior, to support that habit. So the habit is actually amplified in time by that growing number of neurons that come to sustain, you know, what you are doing. And in many cases, you know, a habit can be a very bad habit. A habit of eating McDonald's every single day and becoming mortally obese, you know, or a habit of not listening to anybody and not allowing anybody to advise you. There's all kinds of bad habits, unhealthy habits that you, the more you do, the more you want to do. Have you ever had a feeling like, okay, I'm obsessed with this person, and the more I think about this person, the more I want to think about it, and it's something that it gets worse in time. Then the question comes, how can we actually, as I said, break through those gangs of neurons, you know, that keep on growing and growing, so that we indirectly break to that habit and create a new pathway towards forming a new understanding, a new belief, a new, like, reprogramming. Because the brain, being already programmed in the wrong habit, we used to say it takes like 30 days. How many times you heard, oh, it takes me 30 days to lose weight, it takes me 30 days to do this and this and this, because there's, as I said, a full circle, like the cycle of the 28-30 days in which, you know, you can actually achieve to break through those pathways. It's not easy. This is not an easy thing to do. And my goal tonight is to talk to you about your habits and to talk to you about what at the level of your thoughts, emotion, and overall state of being is producing those habits. And that comes true about everything in your life when it comes to relationships that are not good for you. And I said that you used to this person and so dependent on that person, and you have no idea how to get out of the relationship. In many, many cases, you told yourself, I'm disappointed in this, and I'm disappointed in my thoughts, and my thoughts are dark and negative, but the more thoughts I have, the more, like, my mind encourages those thoughts. then the more obsessed I am to do this, the more I want to do it, though that necessarily what I want to do is not a good thing to do. So let's say you're afraid of quitting your job because you don't have enough money to survive. But then something makes you stay there. You're trapped, you know, entrapped with no chance of progress. Because it's your habitual thought and action that are building blocks of reality. So your mind creates blocks of reality, you know, that are not necessarily right or necessarily real. So some people, that's why we said people are delusional, you know. And some people can be delusional. A president can be delusional. Everybody can be delusional. So the question is, how do we get there? So how can we change our life? And we can only do it if we change those habits of thinking. And as I said, you know, not an easy thing to do, but it can be done because the mechanism of the human brain holds true for absolutely any habit we adopt. As I said, the more you do something, the more your brain will promote that action. Like for instance, let's try to give meat to a person who has been vegan for 20 years. Let's to take meat away from a person who's eating every single day steak for dinner. Our brain gets used to anything, good or bad, sometimes supporting actions that are harmful to us. And this is where I want to get, you know, how do we break through those harmful action? And this is the way, I'm just explaining you something in simple terms for you to understand why habits quickly turn into addiction. So from a bad habit, you become actually addicted to a person, to a situation, to a circumstance, to poison, to medication, to alcohol, to nicotine, to God knows what, you know. Those tiny neurons in your brain can cause more trouble than you can actually imagine. So in terms of personal change, before you achieve your goal, because all of us who say, oh, I want to change my life, I want to change my thinking, I want to do that, I want to, you know what I mean, I have to see my life differently, but bottom line is you have to train your brain differently. And you have to break up, as I said, those patterns that have been created centered in your brain in causing a detrimental impulse and an unhealthy obsession. And as I said, push the neurons in a different direction. This is the way you break an obsession. This is the way you break an impulse. This is you break a compulsive disorder personality. And you move the unhealthy situation into the other direction and rewind the action. So the first 30 days are usually, you know, crucial because we always know that it takes those 30 days to rearrange your mental tasks. So during that period of time, the neurons, you know what I mean, in your brain begin to break away from old clusters because the more they are together, the more difficult it is to break through. But the moment we break through the old clusters, we create new pathways. This means that we can do things differently. And finally, you have a sense of freedom. Oh my God, I'm free from that person. Oh my God, I'm not obsessed anymore. Oh my God, I don't have to depend on nicotine anymore. It doesn't mean I have to smoke. It doesn't mean I have to fight the same fight with the same person for 30 years. So I spiritually believe that there is something sacred about abstaining from a bad habit for 1 month, for a full moon cycle. That is my spiritual belief. But the first action I want you to take to begin changing your life, I want you to take out a pen and a paper, and I want you to write these four questions. And the number one question is, what do I want to change? So look at your life and be honest with yourself and ask yourself, what do I want to change? What bothers me in my life today? And then you write question number two. How badly do I want to change it? And then you move to question number three. What would my life be like? What would my life be like if I was able to make those changes? And you put your question and you get your answer. And then the fourth one is, what steps can I take to carry out such changes? And that's the killer, that's the kicker, that's the number one question at the end. What steps can you take to carry out those changes? And I don't want you to rush with your answers to your question. And I want you to put away the paper or the notebook for a day or two and return to the question several times if you want until you have a clear answer that really resonates. If you feel confident, that's really your answer. I also want you to listen to your intuitive mind, that is the sense of your mind that knows. Your higher self knows what it is that you know you want, and your soul is seeking to break free of habits and is seeking to evolve. You know, we're not supposed to be stagnant, so that's why we need to break through pattern of stagnation. And through habits, because a habit means being stagnant. It's a killer. A bad habit is just so hurtful and damaging. But you know what? Reality about us as human is that we are afraid of change. We fear that we can change can disrupt our lives and can take us away from the comfort zone. We're creatures of habits. We like the comfort zone. But change actually serves to transport us towards a greater version of ourselves. So I want you to allow the divine changes to come your way, even if they seem sometimes like frightening at first. Every chance serves a purpose for your highest good, and you will recognize it in time. Now, I want to take your calls because I know there's so many of you calling me tonight, and I'm super excited to talk to you. And I want to talk to all of you and just give me my input to Kim, to Corey from Tulelani, to Pauline from New York, my wonderful friends. I'm so grateful for your time, especially tonight, you know, when we have such an event in our political evolution, because, you know, Trump and Biden are there on stage, you know, trying to debate, and we have to figure it out who we want to choose. And probably many of you have decided already, but you know what? Forget about those people at the end of the day, because no, you need to know what you're doing with your own life. And I know our life depends on these people, but you know, I'm not convinced at some point that any politician is actually working 100% for our own good. That person needs to be born. Well, probably is born, but it's not there yet. But anyhow, I want to introduce something to you tonight before I go and take your calls that I'm so proud of. I'm so excited. I have an online course called The Love School. And this course is everything I've been working for many, 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 many years. And I will ask you, are you in a complicated relationship? Are you doubtful? Are you confused? Are you single? Are you struggling to find a partner who has truly good intention? Maybe you've been with someone for a while and you just want to rekindle something and you're looking for excitement. Maybe you experience problems in your marriage. Maybe you have all kinds of questions about yourself. So this course called The Love School is for people who want to get the love they deserve. Whether it's feeling more love from their current partner or just opening the door to new love or to a new person, So the course is coming soon, very, very soon. I'm ready with a course. And I'm absolutely convinced that you're going to love this course. And if you're ready to sign up, you know, this course will sell out. But I want you to register and visit my website at carmenhara.com. So if you go to my website, carmenhara.com, my name, one word, and sign up for my mailing list, you will receive a link, you know, where you can actually, a special link to reserve your seat. And I'm so excited. I want to tell you, I am absolutely grateful, and I want to see you at the Love School. Now, I will want to talk to you later, a little bit later, about the steps that you need to change your life in 30 days, because there are ways, exactly I can explain you how the brain functions, and what is the, you know, the dynamic of the brain. But I also want you to understand that there are steps that you can take for 30 days to shift your mind, to reprogram, you know, as I said, those neurons, you know, and break through them and create new pathways. So, and then you really see your life moving in a different direction, because you change your full perception of life. But I would love, I think I have to take a break, I'm not that sure. I think I do, and then after that, after the break, I'll take all your calls. Thank you for listening.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
A social distancing tip.
While the CDC urges you to avoid close contact, like hugging or shaking hands, there are other non-physical ways to say hello. Wave, wink, use sign language, salute, smile, give the peace sign, throw up an air high five, do jazz hands. Remember, stay a minimum of 6 feet or 2 arms length away from others, and stay home if you can. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
And I'm back, so excited to be on Time Radio tonight. With 30 days to change your life, this is the way I'm calling my show tonight. And I'm excited to show you how to rearrange your mental tapes and how the brain really, really works, so that you understand the kind of an effort that you need to take in order to break two patterns of behavior. I'm going to go to Kim in Florida. Hi, my lovely Kim.
Hey, Carmen. How are you?
I'm okay. You?
I'm good. Good.
Good. Good.
So, okay. You know, I spoke to you about David a couple of weeks ago, right?
Right.
Okay. So you were right. He did. You told me to reach out. I never got in touch with him. So he winded up just texting, and we met up for a weekend, and it seemed like everything was going
That's good.
Yeah, it seemed like everything was going great, but now I haven't heard from him. It's like he's on, off, on, off.
You know, what did I speak at the beginning of the show? Patterns of behavior, habits. Habits in which you got used to behaving this way. Not that you want to. But you, and this is the way you create addiction to a to the wrong pathway, you know, to the wrong action. Not that you want, not that that you necessarily agree with your own behavior. But the neurons, you know what I mean, support the wrong behavior. So he needs to work on himself to break this pattern of behavior, and this has nothing to do with you. You understand? Because okay. Anyone will take it personally, will say, oh, look what he's doing to me. Oh, he's doing this to me over and over again. The reason he's doing over and over again, it means he's not doing it to you. It's something he cannot help himself. So it requires a lot of work for the man to break through this pattern of behavior and create a new habit when it comes to the way he handles the relationship with you and probably with all kinds of other people in his life. Because I bet that he must do this to his family members, to co-workers, to other people, in which people cannot actually rely on him, you know?
Sure.
You understand what I mean?
Yes, no, I totally understand. Sorry.
Right, right. Like, can I give you a silly example? So I've worked on redoing an apartment that I have on the beach, okay? And I hired a constructor. From the day one, this guy worked like this. The day he appeared, the next day he said, I'm there at 8 a.m. The second day he was vanished from the face of the earth, okay? The third day he appeared again, and 3 days vanished again. And this is the way I've been working with this guy for 3 months. And anytime I saw him, he said, yeah, you're right. I'm not going to do it. Next time, I'm not going to do it. And this morning, he was supposed to show up. And I already laughed because I knew he's not going to even call. You understand? So what I'm trying to say is that either is in love, is in a relationship or in work relationship, people who behave this way, they will continue to behave this way with everybody else, you know? Becoming unreliable, you know what I mean? Not keeping up with their words, you know? It's not that he intentionally, David, doesn't want to reach out to you. He just functions this way.
What's the situation?
The brain is programmed. He has a program. A program that already is established, I think, for a very long time. That he acts this way. Almost like he goes in some kind of dissociated amnesia, and for 3 days he vanished in somewhere, you know, in his own fake reality, you know. And then he comes back and said, "Oh my God, I was supposed to go. Oh no, it doesn't matter. I'm going to go now, you know. And then I want to see her," but not necessarily he does something wrong. You understand? And this is a man that if you choose to marry him tomorrow, and he might come and want to say, "Let's be together," you will face this pattern of behavior constantly unless he wakes up and realizes he has a problem and he's willing to do some work to correct it. Do I make sense?
Yeah, you make a lot of sense. Absolutely. I'm not you, so
and
I don't know.
The first time you see him, which you will very soon, you have to have a one-on-one conversation and say, listen, I'm noticing this, and probably you're not aware, because that's the way your brain is already operating. And if you think a little bit and take a step back, you might not be happy to operate this way, but you are. Do you understand? So bottom line is, how can you work on yourself to stop this nonsense that you are doing? And try to break through through that pathway, to that habit. It's a bad habit. It's a bad habit that the man has in just vanishing from face of the earth and then reappearing when he wants to reappear and being the nicest guy and then doing it over and over again.
So it's just going to be his pattern over and over?
It's a pattern of behavior unless you speak with him, unless you wake him up, unless you make him acknowledge this is wrong. Not in an aggressive way, in a loving way, in a nice way, till the man gets it, till he gets it and said, yeah, you're right, you know.
Well, I was just wondering if maybe he just wanted to be my friend, so that's why I was calling to ask.
No, I don't think that's it, no. He does and operates like this with absolutely everybody, with his own family, with his closest friend. He tells his best friend, I'm going to reach out to you tonight, and then he vanishes for a week. People know him already.
So then this isn't someone that I should pursue if he did come in my life, because this is who he is.
Well, and he, yeah, but on the other hand, he's not a bad guy. On the other hand, you like him. On the other hand, there is hope to change this. But this is his problem, and it's a habit that he needs to break through. And it's not that it can be done. It can be done. You understand? It can be done.
Mm-hmm. So do you see him reaching out anytime soon?
Yes. Absolutely. You reach out like nothing happened. You reach out and act like absolutely nothing happened. Like it was not, you was not the one disappearing.
So like, when do you see
like
him reaching out?
Is fine. Well, it's hard to estimate the time. It can be in a day, it can be this weekend, you know. I don't think it's going to take long, but he will reach out. Would be,
so
would
it's
be.
Been, it's been 3 weeks, so you think it might be in the next week?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, my birthday's absolutely on Saturday. I was just wondering if maybe that would be a reason for him to.
Yeah, that's say, a real hey. Reason. But again, he comes around like nothing happened. He comes around like he did nothing wrong.
Yeah, and he did last time. He came around like nothing happened when he didn't call for a couple
so
of
when
months. Yeah.
This is the same way he's going to come around this time, and he's going to act like I did nothing wrong, you know?
It's
and unless
like
you have a very serious conversation with him and tell him, listen, you like me, I like you, everything can be great, but your disappearing and your habits and your way of thinking is off, and you're probably not aware of it. Because of the way you behave, you're not aware of what you do. And you will say, well, that's the way he acts, he thinks is normal. You have to tell him it's not normal.
Yeah, it's not normal. I mean, that's
it's
that
not
is
normal,
not the
norm. And he needs to work on his own self.
Is he scared of something?
No. No.
Like maybe like it's a past
nothing,
life.
He nothing to be scared when it comes to you. No. No.
So he likes me.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's hard because when we went out for the weekend, it seemed like he did, and then he just vanished, and it was just like okay.
He really
you
likes
know.
You. Then the man is used to acting this way for many many years with almost everybody in his life with no difference.
Do you see us like becoming a couple one day or?
Yeah, the more you have your conversations with him and make him realize what is wrong here, then he can shift this. Then it can turn into something solid and real, you understand?
All right, so you see something solid and real happening with him. Do you see any other loves coming in my life besides David?
I see somebody coming in your life that is younger than David and who doesn't have this sort of a disorder, you know, who's more, way more stable. Probably in many ways the opposite of David, because he's way a million times more present, a million times more reaching out.
And he's still younger than David. Yeah,
a little bit younger, yeah.
What is this
November? It's hard to anticipate time 100%, but I think somewhere during end of the year, November, December.
Okay. So then I'll just have a choice between either one and then...
Yeah, and it's great to have choices. It's always fabulous to have choices.
Yeah.
My opinion, yeah.
All right. So, well, it's good to hear that, you know, he'll call and that he has intentions that it's not, I shouldn't take it personal.
Right.
You know. Do you see who
no,
I might
take...
lean toward? You know, I mean, with this guy.
I will let you choose because you have to meet this other person to be able to choose. So I suggest that you meet this other person, you know, so that you can put in balance and choose wisely and think which, who will be better, you know. And if you want to be part of my course, you know what I mean, subscribe to my newsletter. I want you to listen to my course, you know. It's going to be very, very positive for you. Because
I'm willing to have a conversation with him, that's for sure. I mean, this can't keep going on. Or
Yeah.
I mean, I've dated other people. It's not like I held myself down for him, but I lean back to him because I do like him out of everybody.
Right.
But, you know, so it sucks that it happens to be that way, and that's why I call and ask.
But again, I want to find out, you know, if you kind of want to listen to my course, I want to find out where is your own pattern of attracting somebody like that and what kind of a relationship you have with him. Where is this coming from? So I would look deeper into all of this if you want to be part of my course, you know?
Yeah.
So I invite you to my course because I want you to benefit from all the knowledge that this course is going to bring you.
Mm-hmm.
So that you don't have, okay.
So then, so you see him reaching out in the next week. You actually see me getting together with him?
Yeah, I see the getting together. That is everything having everything to do with your... with your birthday, with the birthday and everything. Yeah.
So when I have a conversation with him about this, you think it's going to actually, like, actually get through to him to let him know, like, this isn't going to work if this continues?
Don't put it dramatic. Put it like, you know what I mean? Not enough, you know? See how you're going to put it.
Okay,
yeah, so
I mean,
see how you're
going to
put
it.
Okay. No, you're not going to scare him up.
Okay.
No, you're not. Okay, my lovely. Thank you,
Kim. Thank you. You have a good one. All right. Bye-bye, hon.
Okay, so again, everybody, if you want to be part of my course, go to carmenhara.com and subscribe to my newsletter because this is the way I'm going to send you a link so that you can reserve your seat for the course. And the course will take... it's an extensive course. You're going to love it. You're going to benefit so much. I promise you, you will learn things that you haven't heard and you will benefit a lot. So let me go to New York to, I think it's Koi. Am I pronouncing it correctly? Hi, my lovely. How are you, my dear?
Good. How are you, beautiful lady?
I'm okay. You, my love?
About you. You're always beautiful. You know, I follow you on Facebook too.
Good.
Yes, and you and your daughter are absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, you're so sweet.
I'm telling the truth.
Good.
Carmen.
Yes, my dear.
I am having some problems now.
Okay.
I'm just going to concentrate on one for today, and then I'll call another time for the other.
Okay.
The most pressing one is that February of this year, I had a bad accident at home, where my landlord built these stairs that were inferior. And they weren't made right. And he did these on August of 2019, February, just before the
pandemic.
I fell down the stairs because I was taking my little dog outside to, you know, go potty in the morning.
Okay.
And I broke my ankle in three places, and I hurt my low back. So he's known that these stairs have been messed up, and I'm still wearing a walking brace now, and it's taking even longer for me to heal my doctor said that my surgeon said, because I have fibromyalgia, it's making it even worse. So they haven't done anything. They kept the same stairs all the way until I got a tenant landlord attorney.
Right.
And they were the two of them were their landlords, a boyfriend and girlfriend situation, and they were harassing me. They were, they've been trying to throw me out because because the personal injury attorney that I had, he finally gave up the case in May because we found out that they were paying a homeowner's insurance for an unoccupied home. And I've lived in this home for 15 years and 7 months. So wow. They lied to the insurance company.
Right.
And they don't want to, they don't want to, so they're trying, they've been trying to get me out. And then I've had to call code enforcement because they weren't taking care of where I live properly. And code enforcement came last week, Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
Then my paperwork was, they sent them the paperwork on Thursday. And today, I let them make an appointment to come in and see my place. And what happened was, the female landlord started screaming at me and saying, you know, because in New York State, where I am, I'm in New York State, it says that if the landlord doesn't take care of the property and you hurt yourself or things are not safe, that you
right.
don't have to pay, you know,
right.
the rent, and they have to take care of things.
Right.
So she was screaming at me about that, and my attorney had already told them to stop harassing me and sent a letter. Not
right.
only are the landlords harassing me, but they have the tenants upstairs also harassing me. I have had to call the police several times.
God.
I had to call them today.
Hmm.
They she, when I asked her who she was screaming at like that, don't scream at me like that, you know what she did? She stood there and she said, oh my God, she's attacking me. She started lying and saying that I was attacking her. She
Aww.
Said I was attacking her.
Let me say this. Can your attorney actually press charging against these people? Because
yes,
you have such
I
a case. You have a case against them, not only for the treatment, you have a case because you were injured in their home because of their negligence. And they refuse to fix it. So you have an enormous case. Forget about rent or anything, you know. Plus there was the COVID and all of that. But you can really, I will, without any remorse, go and take them to court. Because the reason they're attacking you, because they know they have a, you have a case against them. And they want to make you feel weak. They want to diminish your power. They want to make you feel hopeless. So that you don't do anything against them because they know you have a case against them. And they're afraid of you. They operate like this out of their own fear. So by calling the police is not, you know, calling the police is not really going to help you too much here. I feel like what's going to help you here is filing against them. You go, like, go against them in front of court, you know, and file a lawsuit against them for injuries. And because of their home and that because of whatever happened in the home is because of their home. And you have a case, you have an enormous case here. Please keep me posted on this one because I really, really want to see you succeeding. You need to, you don't want to be, it's a lot of suffering, you know what I mean?
Am I going to get, when I have it, I mean, because you know the courts are closed due to, you know, the pandemic.
No, the courts are opening. No, especially in New York State, they started open everywhere. They will open. They will open. Promise you, very shortly they will open. But file, because you can file. File because you can file. Yeah, do it.
Yes, I do have a tenant landlord attorney, and I did have a personal injury attorney, and now
a personal injury. You need definitely a personal injury attorney. Yeah, and use both because usually these people don't charge you anything. They work in contingency. Yeah. Okay. Well, I need to take a break. Can you hold on the line? I will finish if I take a break. Okay, lovely. Yeah. Okay, don't go anywhere.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose: to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
I'm Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo.
We were a loving family, and then, boom! Everything that I had disappeared in a single day.
People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America, you know, your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything.
I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
And I'm back. I'm back. And we are talking today about taking the right action, and I was talking to Koi about her situation. So my advice is take an attorney and make justice for yourself, because if not, you know, these people are going to make your life a living hell in that place. Do you agree with me?
They have already done that.
Yeah, that's why they pressuring your neighbors. They try to intimidate you. They try to scream. They try to abuse you because you're not doing anything. The reason they treat you like this, as I'm repeating myself, is because they want to make sure they take away your right to make justice. You know.
Well, they're gonna have a fight on their hands.
And okay, good. Say, good.
What I have to say is that they have the tenant that's lived upstairs. And this tenant has, they are friends with this tenant. And so they tell the tenant that they were going to throw me out. And she started screaming it last month outside. So all the neighbors can hear it. And she's unstable, and they were supposed to throw her out. Her name is Brittany, and they were supposed to throw her out because, in the first year, they never did it. And it's just, and everything that she's done wrong, they told the police that I was the one that did all these things wrong. And I've lived here for 15
No, all of this is a twisted. No. You're not allowing yourself to be a victim here. You're not allowing yourself to be victimized. And the only way you're not allowing yourself to be victimized is by taking the correct action and standing up for yourself. Which you're doing, go ahead and hire that injury attorney and make sure, you know, he gets percentage when he makes resolves your case. And get the other tenant attorney so that you don't have to pay rent because of what has happened to you. And yes. Get all the medical records so that you can prove injuries because you've been really injured. And you watch and see when you do all of this, these people mm-hmm. are going to take a step back, you know, and then you will have a full satisfaction and, you know, things are going to be, and you will heal. You will heal. I promise you will heal. But that's the right behavior.
I understand. I will.
Right,
I believe
right.
I will.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
you will.
I have one question. Is this, because this person is not stable that lives upstairs, and it causes me a lot of, because I'm very.
Avoid that person.
And that's right. What I have been doing. But.
Avoid.
Is there a way that we can, like, I've been praying.
And I suggest that the person, that your lawyer sends a letter to that tenant on top and said, we're in a lawsuit with the tenants. If you want to get involved in this, continue this behavior. And she will back up and not say a word anymore. She needs to know there's a lawsuit going on and she will not want to get involved into something like this. So she needs to be warned.
She does know.
And she does know there's a lawsuit?
Yes. Yes. And she doesn't care. Yes. That's
I mean,
what I'm
she's
saying.
Mentally
and
very, very, very crazy. Yeah.
Yes. Very, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. I didn't tell you that, but that's actually the actual truth. And I was just wondering if there's a way, because it's not just her now, it's her boyfriend and her fiance, and they're all harassing me. And I want them gone.
But they will stop. This will stop. I promise you this will stop. Call me anytime, you know, on Tuesday on the radio. We'll talk much more. But I promise you this will stop. But make this really become a real lawsuit. Make those people file, you know, that is a filing.
Yes.
Not that it's only words. It becomes a reality. Okay, my lovely. Thank you so much for calling me.
Beautiful. Thank you.
I love you. I'm going to go to Leilani. Hi, my Leilani. How are you, my beautiful Leilani?
Hola, guapa. ¿Cómo estás?
So, muy bien. ¿Usted?
No, bien. Más o menos.
So, how's everything? You good?
I had to leave Boulder. I'm living with a friend in Denver.
Oh, you leave? Yeah, that's good. That's a good thing.
Yeah, in her basement.
That's a good thing.
She's from Brooklyn, New York. She's a great friend. Her son died tragically in April. She is going through grief. But anyways, I injured my left knee in May, and there's 3 torn ligaments, and I'm doing everything I can to heal it. And I think you know I take the bus everywhere because I care about the environment, and I walk, and I'd like to get that healed. I've started taking some herbs for ligament healing. I'm massaging it. My physical therapy ended because the insurance only gives you 6 weeks. So I'm ready to heal that. And then secondly, I am looking for work that's more, you know, more stable income while I build my healing art.
I think that's the number one problem, and I find like the fact that you hurt yourself in terms of walking, you know, walking and standing up, you know, it's a symbol of you losing power, that you need to get your power back, you know, in becoming independent and being able to walk to the moon, symbolically, you know, metaphorically speaking. I mean, I think that you need a good job, a good paying job. Something like this that can afford you to be independent, to have your own place.
I don't know what that looks like. I mean, I was in the legal world for so long, but it's so unhealthy. I don't know where to go to. I don't know what.
Can you reinvent yourself? You know, in this world right now, what works best is helping people. Medical field works very well. You have such a loving, caring energy. You can help so many people, and I feel like doing so, you can be also financially very well rewarded. I don't know why I feel like recommending you something in a medical field. Have you thought about that? Even doing EKGs or doing, you know, getting doing a 2-month course to become a technician, you know, and working for a hospital as doing sonograms or stuff like that. Those people make $100,000 a year, have all the medical bills paid, have a very easy job, but they work directly with people, and it's just the paying job is great. Mm-hmm. I know from all kinds of patient clients of mine, so I would recommend something like this in your case.
Just think, contemplate.
Even if it doesn't resonate, if you want something that resonates but doesn't pay, you have to think, what do I get something that really pays? I want something that will pay me.
I love my Reiki sessions. I charge $150 an hour.
Reiki are also healing sessions. Reiki is also a healing energy. It's something that helps people heal.
If I had like 5 clients a week, 8 clients a week, that's the work I love.
Then you need to promote your work that becomes through the internet, that becomes known, and people know about you. Because you don't have the clients because people don't know, not enough people know about you.
Right. I feel like clients right now per week, which is good.
Right, yeah.
And I'm also studying to be a spiritual counselor right now.
That's good. That's very good.
But that's a 4-year program.
Right, yeah.
Which I already do in my Reiki sessions. In the beginning, I just let them talk and vent and...
Right, exactly.
And I don't like Denver too much, but I don't have a choice. Carmen, it's really scary. I don't know about your city, but they have the 5G towers everywhere here.
I know, that's everywhere. This is what's killing us, you know, at the end of the day.
My
I don't
God,
know about the virus, but this is what is causing so many health problems to humanity, you know?
Yes. Exactly. You can get a device that you carry with it that helps block the energy.
You really write me about that. I don't know which one
yeah.
is it.
Also, just I want to tell you, Carmen, there's a great movie I want you to see, a documentary called Thrive.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to watch Thrive 2. Thrive 2 is more positive than... Yeah, you want me to
send me,
you?
Okay. Send me all of that. Send me all that information. I'll be super excited. You know?
Okay,
yeah.
I'll send you.
Okay,
but
my angel.
But I'm good, you know, I'm grateful. I think life is amazing.
I know, you're such a beautiful person. You're such a lovely human being. I love you so much.
Okay,
let's talk next week. Call me again and let's see where we are. Let's find you, you know, clients.
Okay.
Okay, beautiful.
Muchas gracias.
I love you. Okay, love
Te quiero.
You. Bye.
Ciao.
Ciao. I'm gonna go to Pauline. Hi, my lovely Pauline. How are you, my sweetheart?
Thank you for taking my call. Hi, can you hear me?
I can hear you, my beautiful Pauline. How are you, my love?
Great. I actually, now I see the connection with, you had done the belief system last week, and then you sent an email about the love school. And a lot of the questions sort of like got answered, and most of the other people that you called on, because I have also the same situation of a person, and I believe it's my twin soul or whatever you want to call them.
Right.
We all have to do our own thing, and I already told him I don't want to heal him. I want him to heal himself, and I also have to do my work. But your school will be perfect. I mean, I think, but you know how men are. They think they can do it all themselves. So I don't know if I can convince him to do it with me, but I'm going to do my own thing. And if he's not on board to do his own stuff and he's not ready when I finally do it, and there are other people. I didn't think that I was worthy of certain people, but I do believe I am worthy. So that I have options. I know I have many options. And
You are so right. Yeah, ask me, sure.
Okay, mm-hmm. Here is the one person that I've always fantasized being with. He actually is Romanian, and he was my pen pal. But he's actually, I was discussing your love school. I was telling him about that you need to change your belief system, because he feels like saying, I'm too old. But I was trying to help him, and not that I wanted him to be my twin, whatever. I just thought he shouldn't close that door. I tried to explain to him he needs to maybe, I don't know if you're going to do any of this stuff in Romanian, but I said, if you really, well, I'm going to suggest it to you, if you're going to do it for the English-speaking people, maybe to help your fellow Romanians, and they probably have a lot of legitimate thoughts, right? Because with what's going on in Romania, I thought that would be something we need to look at. I said, you know, I'm too old. I said, no. You shouldn't think that. I said, I told him what I am thinking. So I'm shifting his thought patterns, and maybe he's like saying,
oh, that's good. That's good. You're doing a fabulous job. Yes.
So even if, you know, we were friends, I'm content being friends with men. I like that. I like having men as friends. So I'm actually working on me, and hopefully that'll, I think you told me once that if I travel, I was going to meet somebody, and I'm actually, next year is a big worldwide.
Oh, but that's near is when it's going to happen. Pauline, I have to give you some 3 minutes because I'm coming to the end of the show. I would love to talk to you more, so I'll offer you
some
3 minutes. Send me a text and we can talk privately. I love you, my Pauline, and please be with me, you know, and let's talk again, and just give me a call one of these days, and I give you a free session. Love you, Pauline.
Okay.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. I'm Carmen Jara on Home Time Radio, and I'm going to come up with this love